Dave Majeski is a Buffalo-based green infrastructure consultant. He's also an outspoken iconoclast who started questioning accepted gardening and landscaping practices long before it became fashionable. He's won awards from the EPA and the Nature Sanctuary Society for projects that not only beautify, but also protect and repair the urban landscape. As the gardening season begins for Western New Yorkers, I asked Majeski for some basic tips on how local gardeners can keep their properties healthy while supporting wildlife and biodiversity at the same time.
So if you think about gardening the way you think about other things, that the first principle should be first do no harm, what are the kinds of things that gardeners should be careful to do and not do when they get started this spring?
To do no harm, the first thing that I would do is I would look to see how nature does it, because she's been doing it for millennia. We already have a teacher. All we got to do is look to see what nature does. I would first avoid, as much as possible, using any synthetic products. That means synthetic fertilizers and pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, all those. Too many people, they use that as the first reaction. Your problems or your successes are going to be dependent upon the health of that soil.
Now, in terms of the health of the soil, there are a lot of different strategies that people use. And what you're saying is you don't really want to dig into the soil or disturb it. You want to add to it. Is this what we're saying?
Amend it with what you can call a biological fuel. A very good compost, and I say very good because there are bad compost out there. And I personally think that rototillers should be outlawed. It's the last thing that you ever bring into a landscape or onto a project. Rototillers, if you think about it, even though we're talking about microscopic life, the rototiller still slices and dices and chops up all these fungi and archaea and bacteria and destroys them, and it destroys the structure of the soil as well.
Majeski also talked about his 5-year-old urban habitat project on Buffalo's east side near the Central Terminal and what might be happening there this spring.
Well, soon, the first thing that will come is a flourish of wildflowers.
What kind of flowers?
Oh, there's poppy and then the echinacea, rudbeckia. All the holly will start coming in bloom, and birds will abound. Probably the first ones that show up and occupy the bluebird boxes will be the swallows, the barn swallows and chimney swallows. But we don't use any chemicals there whatsoever. It's about urban ecology.
So can anyone just drive there and visit it and walk through it?
Anyone, anytime. Just yesterday there was a group of UB students going through it, and we have Canisius biology students that do what they call a bio sweep through there.
Is the purpose of the Urban Habitat Project sort of a demonstration of what happens when you allow nature to take its course?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Just a demonstration. It's an educational platform for the public. It's to show, with a little bit of management, because at the urban habitat, it is in an ultra-urbanized industrial community. So it does require...
Buffalo's east side.
Yes, yeah. And it does require some management, but it's there for children, for students, for the community to walk through and see what happens if we just let nature do its thing. And it's for birds, and it's for deer, it's for rabbits, it's for fox, it's for insects.
So do you have any parting words for Western New York gardeners?
Yes, I do. Everything on Earth is connected in some way. All things go somewhere. There is no free lunch, and nature always bats last.
Visit the WBFO website for pictures of the urban habitat and links to some of Dave Majeski's green infrastructure projects. For WBFO News, I'm Elizabeth Licata.